people take you to. Hebrews 6, let's look at it. Verse 4, it says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So, let's say a few things about this passage. First of all, number one, if this verse were teaching that you could lose your salvation, which it's not, but if it were, isn't it pretty clear that it's saying that you'd never be able to get it back? Because it says in verse 6, if they shall fall away, it says it's impossible in verse 4, if they shall fall away, verse 6, to renew them again into repentance. So if this verse were theoretically teaching you could lose your salvation, wouldn't it be saying you could never get it back? But yet everybody you talk to who believes you can lose it thinks you can get it back. And it's like, now I'm saved, now I'm not. You know, now I'm saved, now I'm not. And it's like they go back and forth. But here's the thing about this passage. Where does this passage say that these people were saved or that they had everlasting life? It doesn't. And that's the thing. When we show verses to prove that you can't lose your salvation, they use words like saved. They use words like eternal life. They use words like everlasting life. They are clear scriptures. This verse does not say saved. It does not say eternal life. Here's what it actually says. Those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again into repentance. Now, what is this talking about? This is not talking about a person who gets saved. This is talking about a person who hears the gospel, the Holy Spirit is working in their heart, they finally understand it. What does it mean to be enlightened? Ding, the light bulb comes on. I get it now. I understand it. I comprehend it. And it fully hits home with them, and they've been enlightened. They've tasted it. They're right there where this is it. I understand it. The Holy Ghost is working. They've tasted it, and they just know. It's their final rejection. You know, it's funny. When my wife got saved, she got saved before she was my wife. You know, you should never marry someone who's not saved. This is before that. When I first met her, I met her out soul winning, and the first thing I did was give her the gospel. You know, that's how my wife and I actually met. But I gave my wife the gospel about 20 times before she got saved. It took about 20 times of her hearing the gospel. She was a hard case, you know. I had to keep giving her the gospel, keep giving her the gospel. And it took like about 20 times before my wife finally got saved. But she will tell you this if you ask her. She'll say, you know, I never really fully understood it until I got saved. She said, even though you kept telling it and explaining it to me and saying it never quite clicked me. I just didn't quite understand it. And the Bible talks a lot about people hearing the word and understanding it not. They don't get it. And so I kept explaining it. It's hard for the unsaved person to understand. In fact, it's got to be through the Holy Spirit that they even understand. Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. It takes the Holy Spirit to even illuminate someone, enlighten someone. And when the Holy Spirit illuminates and enlightens someone and they get it and then they reject it, a lot of times that's their last chance. That's what the Bible says here. Because what is the key word here in this passage? It's the word in verse 8, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected. And is nigh unto cursing. Those that are rejected, what's a synonym of rejected? Reprobate. Those that are reprobate. Now look, isn't the Bible here in Hebrews 6 talking about someone for whom it is impossible to get saved? This is talking about a guy, it's impossible to renew this guy to repentance. This guy's not getting saved. His end is to be burned. This guy is rejected. These are like the people in Romans 1 that God turned over to a reprobate mind. This is like Pharaoh whose heart was hardened, okay? But the disagreement that I have with people who would use this to say you could lose your salvation is they're saying that these people got saved and then lost it. This passage doesn't say they got saved. This passage doesn't say they had everlasting life. It just says they tasted it and they partook of the Holy Ghost. Look, the Holy Ghost spoke through Caiaphas, the high priest, who wasn't even saved. The Holy Ghost came upon Caiaphas in the book of John, and he spake as he was moved by the Holy Ghost, and he was not even saved. Did not even believe on Christ. So the fact that the Holy Ghost is working in someone does not mean that they're saved. Just because they tasted it, they're that close, and then they fall away from it. And look, I've seen this. I've known people who were on the fence about getting saved. You know, they're open to it. They're coming to church. They're thinking about it, but they're not saved. But they're, you know, they're thinking about it. The seed's being watered. The seed's been planted. It's being watered. And then they finally come to a place where it's like, no. And they walk away from it. And then those people become reprobate. They just, it's like you can never get that person saved. And I could name for you people specifically that I've known like that, where I've seen this in my own life. Okay. So that's Hebrews.